This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Good evening. Welcome to another fabulous Tuesday night. That's right. I'm Cam here on Manawatu's People Radio, 999 AM, with Palmy Pride.
It's Tuesday already. I'm Andy.
And I'm Matt, bringing a little butchness to your radio.
I don't know if you overheard what was just said, possibly off air. We're not sure. I broke out my glasses case to put my glasses on and was told I had a pretty one.
Yes.
So,
The cloth, folks.
I'd like to do a shout-out, actually, while we're talking about the cloth. I popped into Specsavers to see if they had any little glasses cloths to clean my glasses, and the boy behind the counter said I could just give it to you.
Because after you'd fondled it, he didn't want it back.
And I said, well, thank you so much, sir.
It's where you'd put it.
No, I hadn't all even... Right. Oh.
Music,
right.
Please, Cameron.
No.
So our first song is from Indigo Girl.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Moment of Forgiveness. Here we go.
Won't be one.
Well, I guess that I was lonely. That's why I called you on the phone. It was in a moment of forgiveness. I didn't want to be alone. Guess if I was willing more than I ever was before. 'Cause in a moment of forgiveness, I come a knocking at your door. Maybe I woke up crying last night just to realize that you were gone. 'Cause it's been long years without you. Tell me, when are you gonna come home? Guess I was hoping that you finally understand. And in a moment of forgiveness, you reach out. Save you the trouble, baby. Give you a little peace of
That was Indigo Girls with Moment of Forgiveness.
Where do they go?
What?
Well, when they go, the Indigo Girls, where do they go? God. Do you want a lefty or a righty?
right.
You aren't right. Alrighty. Kiwi entertainers Linda and Jules Top have spoken out about their hard journey with cancer, thanking their fans across the world for the support and love. The Top twins announced in March that they were both fighting breast cancer. Jules was diagnosed with breast cancer 16 years ago, and after having chemotherapy went into remission. However, this year she discovered her cancer has metastasized. And started radiation therapy. In December 2021, Linda was diagnosed with grade 3 invasive breast cancer. She underwent a double mastectomy and started a harrowing 6 months of intensive chemotherapy. The famous sister spent more than 4 months apart during the treatment due to the COVID pandemic, but managed to get together for a recent birthday, or for their recent birthday. Today they posted an update on their Facebook page. It has been 8 months since Linda was diagnosed with grade 3 breast cancer and 6 months since Jules was discovered with a number of new tumour in her ribcage, they said. We're both alive and kicking, but it's been a pretty hard journey of surgery, chemo, and for Jules, radiation therapy. The love and support we've had from Kiwis and fans around the world has been amazing, and we thank each and every one of you who has sent messages and donated to our Give a Little page. To all of you, lots of love. More than $132,600 has been donated to the siblings to help them through their battle with cancer. If you want to help, click the link. We'll put the link on our Facebook
page. It's already there.
Oh, is it already there? Awesome. And there is also a new, yes, that's the only page. There is also a new thing that they're doing where they're trying to get Top Twins, the Untouchable Girls song, I think back to number one in New Zealand.
Oh, what a cool idea.
So the thing you can do with that is go and buy the song. We'll find it on your Spotify and add it to your Spotify list because apparently that bumps them up as well. And I dare say radio stations around New Zealand will probably be playing the song as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And well, the good thing is
starting next week's show with that.
Cool. With that money raised, you know, it's also, they're actually going to use it so that they can function without having to need to go to work.
And I would say as well that if they didn't use it all, they're the kind of people who would just donate it back to
a good cause.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because unfortunately their income is derived on them performing, doing gigs and touring, and they can't.
Yeah.
There's no money for them. You know, like there's no income source.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the other way that you could probably support them a bit is go to their website and buy merchandise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure they've got beanies and knitted stuff.
And there'll probably be some t-shirts and badges and stuff. So next week, if we could start with some Top Twins, that would be really, really cool. Awesome. Yes. All right, shall we go to a song?
We are. This is by Cheryl Wright, and it is Just Another Heartache. Right.
Not Cheryl Left.
No, Wright. W-R-I-G-H-T.
Cool.
Here we go.
Twice and not then calling again. When I talk, another heartache. Just another heartache. Another bad lie, another goodbye. Looking for another heart. Another bad lie, another goodbye. Looking for another heart to break.
That was Cheryl or Shelley, or we're not sure.
Yeah,
we're
not. How do you spell it? Spell it on ear.
It's C-H-E-L-Y.
See, I would say Shelley.
Yes.
But I said off here we were going to call her Shalele. can I slip something in before you reach yours?
Sure.
We're doing a little event trip to Manawa. It is called Drag and Draw. We have a beautifully huge thing called the Vitruvian Tunnel. And it is a big light installation based on the Vitruvian Man. We're shoving a drag queen at the start of the tunnel. It's me. Come along and draw me.
Draw you.
Draw me. The cost is $5. It's on the 20th of August in the afternoon. It's not a late one.
Mm. During the week, then?
Saturday. Oh. Yeah, it's going to run for about 2 hours. So we do a bunch of one-minute poses, and then we do a longer one as well. Mm-hmm. But yes, bookings through Te Manawa. Head to the Te Manawa Facebook page to find out more.
Excellent.
Thanks. Over to you, Matt.
All right, a competition which is known as GAY Porn Idol.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry, say that again.
Can I ask? No. Yes, no. Is it Australian?
No.
No, okay, it's a different one then.
A competition which is known as GAY Porn Idol takes place every Thursday night at the Heaven nightclub in London. And involves people stripping completely naked on stage to win a cash prize.
Do they have to do anything?
No, I don't think so. I think just stripping.
Hang there with you.
Mm. And I hope it's not too cold. The competition has reportedly become so popular that it has begun attracting entrants from various occupations and backgrounds, including police officers from London's Metropolitan Police.
How would you know they were police officers?
They're in uniform. According to the Times, officers were warned not to participate in Porn Idol going forward, with an email stating that it would be awkward when they returned to the venue in uniform on shift.
I have a question, though.
What?
Where would the microphone be?
I don't want to know.
Well, like, would it be up here or would it be down there?
Right. It makes it awkward for the staff at the location to then have to deal with you when you are not on shift attending the venue to carry out official duties, an email explained. Speaking on the matter, a Scotland Yard spokesperson added that while it was not an illegal activity, officers were expected to uphold standards of the force both on and off duty.
I'm upholding a standard right now, Matt.
Stop it. An inspector from the West End Proactive Partnership team has sent an email to staff within the Met Central West BCU after a matter was reported to the Met's licensing officers. There is no suggestion of any unlawful act having taken place. However, officers are reminded of the need to uphold standards while off duty, especially when identifying themselves as police officers. The banning of officers partaking in the competition follows recent criticism of London's Metropolitan Police, including a watchdog finding that misogyny, racism, homophobia and bullying is common practice through its ranks. The report also resulted in former Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick stepping down after losing the confidence of Mayor Sadiq Khan.
What was the name?
I'm not going back to
that. It was Jack, wasn't it?
We're not doing that.
Sorry.
There we go. Can we have a song?
Wow.
This one gets so filthy, we will have to soap him down.
Sorry, wow. when you just see that, I just had like full Monty.
Yeah.
Full Monty coming, you know.
That's what they're doing.
Yes. Yeah. The movie Full Monty.
And really yeah, I know. But I just, like, I'm thinking, where do they put the microphone? Do they have to sing?
Where do they put their nightstick?
Do they have to sing?
It's the handcuffs. I wonder where they're going to do the handcuffs.
And chuck them in behind and clench. Oh, what a treat.
I love it. And on that note, we're going to go to song by
Craig, that one for later.
Craig Lucas.
Oh, look, that's not a thin blue line.
It's called December. Here we go.
Guess I'm just a sucker for a good time. Yeah. Last in line, guess I'm just a good guy. Yeah. When you're with them, I know you're in my sweater. Though we both know it's not that kind of weather. But I guess you're just a sucker for a good time. Yeah. Let's take it back to December. To who we were when I met you. Cause I've been playing this charade, but I'm kind of hoping that your mind will change. Let's take it back to December. I don't wanna play that game. I guess I'm just a sucker for that thing you do. Yeah. The way you bite your lips and make your body move. Yeah. For a minute we were good, do you remember? Now I drink, I smoke, I. But whatever. I've been undercover, can we break the rule? Yeah. Let's take it back to December. To who you were when I met you. Cause I've been playing this charade, but I'm kind of hoping that your mind will change. Let's take it back to December. I don't wanna play that game.
Back. That was Craig Lucas with December here on Palmy Pride.
All What's right. your favourite part of December?
December. Well, it'll have to be Christmas Day.
Yeah. Really? Oh, can't stand it. Really? Christmas Eve? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, it's generally around about the 20th of December when everything shuts down for work.
Yeah.
Things start going a little bit fluffy and bubbly.
Yeah. Is it wrong that I like the Christmas work do?
No, they're always good.
We had to do a survey for work and they said, what's outside of work, socially the work, what's the work atmosphere like, but outside of work? And my answer was, I really do enjoy the Christmas work do. It's probably the best I've been to. It's in the Stag Hunters Hall.
Yes.
It's real chilled. Do you not have the work do's? Really? Maybe we should have one. Do a Melgram one at the Stag Hunters Hall. All right. What do you got on the sports desk?
Well, I have got...
Actually, I've got the sports desk tonight, I think.
No, I have an sports article. Oh.
Do it as your... Oh, what's yours about? Is it your favourite person?
Cricket.
No, keep your wickets to yourself.
That's right. Heath Davis has made history by becoming New Zealand's first openly gay international cricketer. That's right. Davis played first 5 tests and 11 one-dayers for the Black Caps. The former Black Cap revealed his sexuality for the first time in an episode of the documentary series Scratched, Aotearoa's Lost Sporting Legends. Davis said he was able to explore his sexuality while on tour in England in 1994. I went to a few bars and things privately.
Did he go to that policeman stripping?
I went, yeah. Did he go in his little cricket whites and then flop his wicket out?
Just to see what life was like. You're on the other side of the world. No one's going to know you, he said. But he left that part of his life there. There was a lot of that keeping your personal life separate.
Yeah.
Davis said that he was first able to be himself after moving clubs from Wellington to Auckland in the late 90s, moving clubs and cities with his team. With his then partner. Everyone in Auckland knew I was gay in the team, but it didn't seem to be that big an issue, he said.
Well, it shouldn't matter.
If you're sharing a room with them or something, maybe not. On the field, it was all good. The bowler said that while all the teammates knew he was lonely out on tour and kept mostly to himself, avoiding off-field socialising.
Do you think that's because cricket's not a manly game?
Oh, no, it is.
Oh, no, but, you know, like compared to rugby, it's not.
I don't know.
Cricket is always,
But I do have a question. If he went to that idol one you were talking about before and his little cricket whites, when he stripped off, what do you rub his cricket ball on?
Oh, exactly.
Play some music.
Could have been mistaken for a rash. You know how the redness rubs off on the ball. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Right, we're going to go to True Love by Richard Cumberland. Here we go.
I give to you, and you give to me, true love, true love. So on it will always be, true. To give to you and to love forever true. Love forever true.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Matt was just reminiscing off air about Richard Chamberlain, which, and then said that it's, you know, when you're watching TV and you're like, oh.
When you're five, and then I went,
oh, like in the early 90s with Jesse Spencer off okay. Neighbours. Who was yours?
I've not even thought of it.
Richard Chamberlain and Gene Kelly. And
someone you looked at on telly and went, he's a bit of a rot. I think I might be a bit gay. Please don't say one of the Teletubbies or Barney.
No.
Or Bumble. Not Bumble.
I don't even think, to be honest, no. No, because I didn't really discover that side of me until I was later in my teenage years. Right.
Yeah, well, I was in my teens. I was like 14, 15, 16 when Jesse Spencer was on Neighbours.
There were suspicions for me when I was 3.
Yeah, well, look at you now. Yeah. Flamer. Right.
I could do really cool spins. And
See, I knew like you were born gay.
And I know girls like that. They're currently working in entertainment.
There you go.
They're fabulous girls too. I love them.
All right. Are you going to read one?
You're going to read one.
Okay.
You've not done one for a little bit.
All right.
Go on, slip it in.
Okay, season one winner, Ketamine, will be joined on stage by runners-up Art Simone and Scarlett Adams alongside a raft of new talent from the highly anticipated, yes, it's already here, second season hitting our screens this past July 30th. The tour presented by Live Nation, World of Wonder, and Voss Events will also feature special appearances from the fan favourites of both seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. When the Queens perform live on stage at Auckland's Spark Arena on October 20th and Wellington's Michael Fowler Centre on October 21st.
Wow.
Season one winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under and current reigning Queen of Australia. Should be Australasia. Ketamine said, the tour is shaping up to be one epic show. Now that we have the cast of season two joining the already superstar cast of season one, I am so excited to be bringing the big numbers that I have been touring all over the USA to the stages down under. I can't wait to see you all there. Aww. Well, I can't wait to see her there. RuPaul, the world's most famous drag queen, brought the hit competition franchise to Australia and New Zealand in 2021 after rave reviews, has just launched a second season set and has already premiered on TVNZ+, and it's also now on TVNZ, TV2.
Yeah, but like a week behind it goes on. Because, yeah, someone I was talking to was like, oh, my God, I watch. And I was like, oh, episode two. And they're like, no, episode one.
Yeah. Both dates and features are, both dates will feature a special lineup of queens from both season one and two, with the lineup unique to each city of the tour. If you're RuPaul Drag Race Down Under's biggest fan, then don't forget to get your hands on a once-in-a-lifetime experience with a private meet-and-greet with the queens. Thanks to the Live Nation VIP. Tickets are available now at livenation.co.nz.
Wow. Those tickets will sell pretty quick as well, I reckon.
I would imagine so. Yes. Yes, so get your tickets. Get some drag into you.
Yes.
Oh, 20th of September, though. Come along to that. Mm. Come along to that little ditty. We've got Ketamine and Anita Wiglet.
Sorry, what's happening on the 20th?
Oh, just a little.
We have August, September, and October drag queens now.
Just a little thing called Drag Fest. Oh. Palmy Drag Fest.
And next week we have Anita Wiglet.
Yes, and this week we've got. There's another thing on at the Globe.
The Whodunits.
Lola Illusions in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Leona from Spontaneous as well. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of drag out there. Drag Fest tickets are available at the Regent. There's a crazy big, awesome lineup. It's shaping up to be amazing. I've seen what they get for the VIP tickets as well. And they get like goodie bags with a bunch of stuff, and you get to meet the queens. And it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Yay!
Good.
We've definitely got tickets for Anita Wiglet when she is in town on the 16th.
For the. Queens and
are you gonna squeal? Army. Are you gonna squeal like little girls when you see Anita?
No. I have some decorum.
Like, hey, mate.
So I have some decorum. Cheers. Oh, now so we're talking drag.
And as well, then sorry, in September as well, there's Bianca Del Rio coming to Wellington. Mm. Whoa! I'm so excited.
Did you watch The Down Under?
Yeah.
What favorite bits? With the voting?
There was an awful lot of meh.
Yeah. For the second episode?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't moved by it.
No, I definitely wasn't moved by it. I think at the end when they do the lip sync, that was a good good performance, and this kind of was like, yes, that's...
Yeah. Do you think they picked the right one to go home?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm. But that... And there's a lot of shade coming through. And that Minnie Cooper ain't so sweet as I think she's pretending to be.
I had a few cringy moments where I was like, is this seriously what we're going to go into? The acting challenge was hilarious, though.
Yeah.
When she pulled that thing out of the toilet, I was like.
Yeah. But watching that highlights this whole thing around some of these younger ones just don't understand that comical side of the drag bit.
Yeah.
Whereas you get someone like...
because it's all about the prettiness.
Yes, you get someone like...
Minnie Cooper.
Like Spanky, who was like reading, he goes, no, I get the dialogue. This is where you want to pause. This is where you want to say this
and
thing.
And so Spanky's also growing up in a family that does theatre. So I've done a show with his mum. She's amazing. His dad was in... Possibly his mum as well. But his dad was in Little Shop of Horrors when we went to see it at Wallace Development. So he's growing up around musical theatre and he's done...
Yeah.
I think he did choreography for Little Shop of Horrors as well.
Yeah, and so just the whole, you know, no one listening to him going, hey, this is what you need to do. Yeah. And it's just like, you've all missed what someone can actually share with you and learn.
Yeah, and that was kind of the exasperation you saw Spanky experience. But it was also, I think... You saw the same thing in the American series, where the young, very young performers would often stick with the pretty, and be cautious about moving away from it.
Yeah.
Whereas I think
stretching
in the acting and comic performances, and let's face it, even you know the lip syncs, the funnier they are, the more points you're going to get.
Yeah.
You got to step away from, you know, and being then also, just pretty. Anyone can do the pretty, I guess.
Also, if you're doing the acting stuff, well, then when you leave Drag Race, you can go and get booked for different things. Mm. The amount of them that have been, Bianca Del Rio got booked for, everybody's talking about Jamie, or everyone's talking about Jamie, which is a musical, and she travelled with it. There's a bunch of them that have travelled with big acting shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look at...
Ginger Minge just did La Cage.
Yeah. Yes, Nina West has done...
Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Yeah. It's really interesting. But it's like if you're going to rely on the pretty, that's all you've got.
Mm. Yeah.
You know.
My favouritest moment was the tender little moment between, was it Uruguay and Spanky, where Uruguay was having a bit of a rough moment and Spanky just went and... It's like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Bless. Right, let's go to a song.
Okay, this is, one moment, let me double check the list. This is Man to Man featuring Paul Zone and Mikey Zone with I'll Try Anything Once.
Which is what they've been doing at that Heaven nightclub over in the UK.
Trying it once.
Paul Nidal.
Oh.
That was Man to Man featuring Paul and Mickey Zone with I'll Try Anything Once.
Oh, bet you do. Right, I'm going to slip this one in because I know it's Cameron's favourite. Commonwealth Games organisers say that they've cooperated closely with Tom Daley to ensure Birmingham 2022 is inclusive for athletes and spectators from the LGBT plus community.
Oh.
Or is he like the go-to gay now? You know how like, you know, like you have the gay at the work and you're like, God, I don't know what we're going to do about that.
Let's ask the gay.
Almost half of the Commonwealth member states have laws criminalising same-sex relationships and on their statute books, and Daly will make a very public stand in support of LGBT plus rights at Thursday night's Commonwealth Games opening ceremony. Well, that happened last week.
Yeah.
Yep. Commonwealth Games Federation Chief Executive Katie Sadler was asked how the claim of inclusivity would be squared with such intolerance within the laws of so many Commonwealth countries, she said. And said, we're not a government agency, we're not an international sports federation, we are there, so there are limitations of what we can and cannot do. We can't go and change the rules in countries, but what we can do is create opportunities for people to discuss issues in a safe environment. Whenever we're given the opportunity to talk about our values, we do that. A Pride House has been open for the duration of the games in the city's gay village. While Sadler said the Pride House pops up, said Pride House pop-ups would also appear in each of the athletes' villages. We do pride ourselves as being what we think is probably the most inclusive game, she said. We had been working with Tom and had been working with the wider group. We set up a Commonwealth Pride Network, where we brought together athletes, Commonwealth Games associations from around the world to talk about what it is that we can do to create a safe environment for people to discuss and learn and respect each other. You will see pride flags in the city that absolutely embraces pride and pride messaging, and it's definitely something that we're working in close cooperation with Tom Daly on. That's cool, because the whereabouts of the Commonwealth Games is at the UK?
Birmingham,
yeah. Are you following any of the athletes and stuff in
Not
it?
Not really.
No? How about you, Cameron?
I've just been watching them.
Yeah.
Just the results come through on the news, like, yeah. You know, I'm not really, well, it's one of those ones, like the Olympics, I would watch it if I was watching TV, yeah. And it was on,
yeah.
But I wouldn't specifically go out of my way to watch
it. I've had little bits of it come up on my Facebook and Instagram and stuff, and I've started following, I think it's Sam Fricker, who's an Australian diver, because they run you through a day in the life of the village, what they get given in their kits, his favourite part of the kit, the shoes, all that kind of stuff.
And 9 times out of 10 when I'm watching TV, it's always like the boring ones, like the marathon. I'm like, I don't really want to watch the last 10 laps of a marathon.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally understand. All right, let's go to a song, then when we're back, someone will read something.
Hopefully. Yes, this is Runaway Train by Boy George and Culture Club.
Such a good song.
Here we go.
And you know I love you, 'cause I share.
That was Boy George and Culture Clubs with Runaway Train.
Matt, what is Boy George's actual name?
I have no idea.
Is it George O'Dowd?
Oh, let me Google that while we have the article read out.
Sure, his last name's O'Dowd. Anyway.
Oh. There you are. Okay, so last article of the evening, and it's not such great news, but... So Melbourne's Shrine of Remembrance had scrapped plans to light up the site in rainbow colours after staff were threatened and abused. The landmark was set to be illuminated in rainbow light on this past Sunday ahead of the exhibition celebrating LGBTQ personnel in the armed forces. The exhibition and a last post service would still go ahead and... However, Shrine and Remembrance Chief Executive, Shrine of Remembrance Chief Executive Dean Lee said the lighting had been cancelled. Over several days, our staff have received and been subjected to sustained abuse and, in some cases, threats. He said, "We have seen something of what members of the LGBTIQ plus community experience every day. It's hateful." 3AW host Neil Mitchell spoke out against the plan earlier last week, calling it divisive and was a misuse of the sacred shrine building. No disrespect to the gay community, but the rainbow flag can be divisive, Mitchell said. Well, that is disrespect to the gay community. It's not the role of the Shrine to be leading that debate. The Shrine should be above politics and political debate, and yet you're throwing it in. Yvonne Sillett from the discharged LGBTQIA plus Veterans Association, who was discharged in 1988 after what she says was a witch hunt because of her sexuality, said she was disappointed by the decision to cancel the rainbow lighting. I was angry for many, many years, so the rainbow lighting was going to be finally... The world can see, or Melbourne can see, we did have in-out military members from the LGBTQI community, she told Nine News. The ban on gay and lesbian personnel was only lifted in 1992 by the Keating government. That's got to be embarrassing. Sad.
Yes, yes. And can I have a drum roll, please? Okay, so I have just been informed that tonight when I get home there'll be a special delivery for me.
Tonight,
tomorrow there'll be a delivery of a new bingo cage.
Oh, wonderful. Oh. So the lovely folks at Melgra have coughed up some pennies together and... brought us a new bingo cage.
Yay.
So we will be booking in a bingo as soon as possible.
Yes, exactly.
Actually had a member of the community ask today as well, oh, when's the next bingo? We haven't had one for a while.
Yes, no. So the new cage will be test-driven very shortly.
Awesome. We have to check our balls.
Yes, yes, all of them. All
they're
of
bigger, them. Aren't they?
They are bigger, and I believe there's some blue ones.
Are they
too.
Brighter?
I believe there's some blue ones. I don't think you get much brighter than the orange and yellow ones that we normally have.
Mm. But definitely bigger.
Awesome. Okay. Great. So come along to our next bingo. We will let you know when it is happening as soon as possible.
Yes.
But otherwise, yep, drag and draw at Tamanawa. Head to the Tamanawa page to have a look at that. Drag Fest is coming. Plus there's a whole bunch of other drag. There's a couple of drag things happening at the Globe, Anita Wiglet, and then there's the Murder Mystery one with a couple of local Lola Illusions in it. Leona Revel's in it as well. She's amazing. Just go and support local drag.
And that is all we have time for today. Where our last song for the evening that will go out is by the wonderful Tina Turner. So what are your words for the people?
Yeah, words for the people, Matt.
It is still chilly, people. It is still snuggle weather, thank God.
Ooh.
So, yeah, snuggle into those covers, snuggle into whoever's in those covers, and have a fantastic week.
I should throw up a little in my mouth there. What do you got for the people? Can you not make it gross like that, please?
Just stay warm, stay dry, and don't forget to pay your rent.
And snuggle.
Eat some veggies. Stay safe, stay proud, especially those green ones. Have a good night.
And snuggle.
Can't you be? to me.
Why can't you be?
Good 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 to me.
Be good. Good to me.
Be good to me. 'Cause I don't have a use for what you lose.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.